This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I feel constrained, based on our study of Malachi, to call upon God's people to seek God's face in prayer in behalf of all those who are leaders in Christ's church. They play such a critical role in the life and health of the church. They can't lead others beyond where they are in their walk with God. If and when they fail, it impacts the church negatively in a significant way. This is seen throughout the book of Malachi and the whole Bible, for that matter. We have seen this in our own lifetime to an appalling degree. Let me suggest the following prayer based on Malachi 2:2-7. Father, thank you for giving your servant leaders in the church life and peace. May they with thanksgiving revere you and stand in awe of all that your name represents. May they aspire always to give true instruction. May nothing false be found on their lips. Enable them to walk with you in peace and uprightness, and may this result in their turning many from sin. Cause their communication to result in preserving knowledge, and may this inspire others to seek instruction that would lead to a full and fruitful life of service. May they set their hearts to honor your name in all they say and do. Encourage and enable them to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with you as they live and serve amidst human ambiguity and ambivalence. As you pray for leaders, I'd appreciate your prayers as well. It would be a real encouragement to me to hear from you that you are praying for me. You can do that through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.